Senator Sexton, Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Please recognize the senator from the second on SJR 39.
Senator from the second, what reason do you rise? You have four senators standing. You shall have a roll call. Send your substitute forward. The senator from St. Charles has moved the adoption of the substitute.
Mr. President.
State your point. Senator from the second, what reason do you rise?
Mr. President,
send your motion forward. We do have a pending roll call from Senator from the second. Call the roll. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Keviny, Kehoe, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan,
Senator from Phelps, what reason do you rise? Aye. Senator from Phelps votes aye. Senator from the 8th. Senator from the 8th votes aye. Senator from Clay.
You are not recorded.
Senator from Clay is not recorded. Is that correct, Secretary?
No. They have him as a no.
No. You have as a no.
Waiver
of the reading. You shall be changed to an aye. Senator from Green. Senator from Green votes aye. Senator from Buchanan. Yes. Senator from Buchanan votes aye. By your vote of 24 yes and 8 no, Senator from the second. State your point of order, Senator from the first.
Thank you, Mr. President. When the body recessed, the senator from the 14th had the floor. When we resumed business, the senator from the 14th still had the floor. The chair instead recognized the senator from Cole, who did not have the floor. The senator from the second could have very simply been the third senator standing and sent back his substitute and relodged his new substitute. But unfortunately, that's not how it went down this morning. The floor was taken from a member of the Senate when she had it, when we recessed, and that is my point of order, Mr. President.
The point of order shall be referred to the President pro tem. Does any senator desire to be heard on the point of order? Senator from the 14th.
Yes, Mr. President, to speak on the point of order. If this is truly the case, the assertion that the senator from the first is making at this point, I always want to have my fair share if this is the case. If I was supposed to have the floor because I had the floor when we closed, then I should have had the floor coming back. And that is, if that is the rule, if that is the case, then I feel that something was taken from me, and that's absolutely unfair in this body.
Senator from Newton.
Sir.
Proceed.
The point of order is not well taken.
Point of order is not well taken.
Senator from the second. Senator from the second.
Mr. President,
I previously made a privileged motion to move the previous question.
Secretary, read the motion. Send your motion forward, Madam Secretary. Read the motion.
Yeah, that is correct. I made the motion, but
and read the
forward.
Motion.
I am now moving previous
motion
question.
Motion for previous question. Pursuant to Rule 84 of the Missouri Senate, shall the main question be now put? Signed, Senators Onder, Schaefer, Schmidt, Richard, Sater, Parson, Romine, Munslinger, Wieland, Brown, Krauss, Wasson, Riddle, Emery, Wallingford, Schatz, Hegeman, Kehoe.
Madam Secretary, call the roll. Call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Emery, Hegeman, Holzman, Kevany, Kehoe, Krauss, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder,
aye.
Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton,
no.
Sylvie,
no.
Wallingford,
no.
Walsh,
no.
Wasson,
no.
Whelan.
You are not recorded, Senator from the fifth. Senator from the fifth votes no. Madam Secretary, call the absentees. By your vote of 20 aye, 12 no, the motion of the previous question has been sustained. Madam Secretary. Senator from the second, what reason do you rise?
I believe it is time to move to call the vote on the underlying motion. To adopt Senate Committee substitute on SJR 39.
Those of opinion that the substitute be adopted, vote aye. Those opinions not, vote no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The substitute is adopted. Senator from the second, what reason do you rise, Senator from the second?
Mr. President, I move that the Senate substitute as adopted be perfected and ordered printed. I request a roll call vote. If I would have four senators standing.
Do you have four senators standing? You shall have a roll call. The senator from St. Charles has moved that the Senate substitute for the Senate Joint Resolution 39 be declared perfected and printed.
Mr. President.
Senator from the second.
Mr. President, I have a motion to move the previous question.
Send your motion forward. Madam Secretary, read the motion. Read the motion, Madam Secretary.
Motion for previous question. Pursuant to Rule 84 of the Missouri Senate, shall the main question be now put? Signed, Senators Onder, Schaefer, Schmidt, Richard, Sater, Parson, Romine, Munslinger, Whelan, Brown, Kraus, Wasson, Riddle.
Mr. President, I have a privilege
Emery, Wallingford, Schatz, Hegeman, Kehoe.
Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Emery, Hegeman, Holzman, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
By your vote of 21 aye, at 11 Novi declared perfected and ordered printed the set of substitute for SGR 39. The privileged motion. So the Senator, second, you recognize for your for. Madam Secretary, call the roll on the perfection motion. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Oops. Senators Brown,
aye.
Chappelle Nadal,
aye.
Cunningham,
aye.
Curls, Dixon, Emery, Hegeman, Holzman,
no.
Kevany,
no.
Kehoe, Kraus, Leibla, Munzlinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Green. The motion is to perfect him. Senator from Green votes aye. By your vote of 23 aye and 9 no, you have declared perfected in order to print a Senate substitute for SJR 39. Senator from the 7th, what reason your ayes? Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. What we just witnessed there is an unfortunate circumstance by which the senator from the first was seeking recognition under our rules to make a superseding privilege motion. He was denied recognition for that motion, and I would like to say how disappointed I am that we have arrived at this place. And we had a speech from our President Pro Tem about maintaining decorum and following the rules in the Senate last week, and it was a clear breach of our rules not to recognize him. It was a clear breach of the U.S. Senate rules not to recognize him, and it is very unfortunate. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator, second, what reason? Are you seeking recognition, Senator, for the second? Are you standing for some reason, Senator? Senator Buchanan, do you wish to be recognized?
A point of order.
State your point of order.
Mr. President, I have to agree with the senator from the 7th. There was a senator standing, and so in a bipartisan show of support, I would like to say that I'm very disappointed that we didn't follow our own rules.
Senator from the 1st, what reason do you rise?
Take in favor of the point of order.
Yeah. State your point of order.
Well, I was speaking in favor of the point of order raised by the senator from the 34th. And Mr. President, the first thing to remember here is that our rules already provide a clear path to the same result. And so while I recognize to a certain extent this debate is about form over substance, Mr. President, it is critically important, especially at times when we are contemplating extraordinary parliamentary maneuvers, that we remain faithful to the rules of the Senate and the rules of the road. Several things have happened this morning. The senator from the 14th had the floor. That was ruled on, Mr. President. That's not before the body, so I'm not going to dwell on that. I had a superseding privileged motion to adjourn. It would have been the simplest thing in the world for me to have been recognized on that, for that to have been roll called and voted down, and we would have been on our way. I wasn't even planning to tree it out and have a substitute motion amendment and have three roll call votes. I was just going to do one, but I wasn't recognized to do that. Moreover, when the vote on the PQ question was called, it was called as a vote on perfection, and that was not changed. I do not believe that vote was called correctly, Mr. President. And moreover, I was also not recognized on the points of order that I raised for those two points. We had a path to the same result following the rules, and it just disappoints me that we find ourselves here. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Buchanan, would you please restate your point of order?
Mr. President, I withdraw my point of order.
Your point of order has been withdrawn. Senator from Cole, for what reason do you rise?
President, would you inquire the Secretary if there are messages from the House?
Secretary, are there messages from the House?
If there are, would you please have them read?
Secretary, please read the messages from the House.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1696 entitled An Act Relating to the Missouri Commission for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1875 entitled An Act Relating to Perinatal Care. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1432 entitled An Act Relating to Administrative Leave for State Employees. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that this House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1649 entitled An Act Relating to Immunity from Civil Liability with an Emergency Clause. Emergency Clause adopted. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1830 entitled An Act Relating to False Disparagement of Perishable Food Products. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 2257 entitled An Act Relating to Title Insurance. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1745 entitled An Act Relating to Transportation. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2190 entitled An Act Relating to Tax Collection with an Effective Date, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Kromblis, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Cole. Reports of standing committees. Objection has been made to the unanimous consent motion. All those in favor of moving to that order of business signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are on that order of business. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolution, Ethics has a report.
Send it forward. On receipt, Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Substitute Number 3 for Senate Joint Resolution Number 39, begs leave to report it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully, Senator Kehoe, Chairman.
Senator from Newton.
For SJR 39 to the Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight.
It shall be referred. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements. An objection has been made. If you have four senators standing, you will get a roll call. There are four senators standing. The objection has been made to the unanimous consent motion that we move to the order of business of announcements. All those in favor of moving to that order of business, Secretary, vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown,
aye.
Chappelle Nadal,
no.
Cunningham,
aye.
Curls,
no.
Dixon,
aye.
Emery,
aye.
Hegeman,
aye.
Holzman,
no.
Kevany,
no.
Kehoe,
aye.
Kraus,
aye.
Leibler, Munzlinger,
aye.
Nasheed,
no.
Onder,
aye.
Parson,
aye.
Pierce,
aye.
Richard,
aye.
Riddle, Romine,
aye.
Sater,
aye.
Schaff, Schaefer,
aye.
Schatz,
aye.
Schmidt,
aye.
Shoup,
no.
Sifton,
Sylvie, aye.
Wallingford,
aye.
Walsh,
no.
Wasson,
aye.
Whelan,
aye.
Senator from Buchanan,
aye.
Votes aye. By your vote of 24 aye, 8 no, we are on the order of business of announcements. Announcements. The Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your hardworking education committee will meet this afternoon at 3 o'clock.
Further announcements.
Thank you.
Senator from Butler.
Transportation and public safety has been canceled for today and take up next week at normal time.
Senator from Boone.
Been canceled for today. We'll take it up tomorrow.
The chair has announcement. The Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government Committee hearing is canceled. Further announcements. Senator from Lewis.
Agriculture, Food, and Outdoor Resources has been canceled for today.
Further announcements. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate shall stand adjourned until 10 a.m. on Thursday, March 10th.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Cole. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, aye. We are adjourned.
Welcome.
It's a privileged motion. It's a privileged motion.
this was a wise move?
We didn't have a choice. I thought Westerns were part of the group. Part of the group for the 11 of the Civil Rights period. We rarely use it. We went to a negotiated settlement that was fair to the sponsor, to our caucus.
Respond to some of the points that were raised on the floor at the end as to whether or not Senator Sifton should have been recognized.